Well, hello there. We are back. It has been a while, and I'm up late, so I figure I need to talk to some of you who may be facing this devil dream lover. Oh, I bless God for deliverance, and I wanted to kind of touch bases with you all again. I'm trying to get everything straight so I can do this on Periscope. But you know how it is with these networks when they're trying to, well, that is, when that devil is trying to hold you up and making sure that you don't get to get this information out so it won't be able to help the people like it's supposed to. So today we're talking about the devil dream lovers from my book entitled Soul Tied to Devil Dream Lovers. So, it's showing that I have a very short streaming time. I'm hoping that it'll get through here. If not, I'm going to have to come back to a part two of this because it's showing that I only have 8 minutes left, so I must have got started late. But what I want to talk about briefly here is I shared earlier on a Facebook Live about people who are being infatuated through sexual encounters or what they call emotional soul ties. And so I did want to share a little bit about what you need to be looking for when you are maybe entangled with a relationship that, whether you're male or female or both woman to woman or male to male, this can happen. And so I did want to share part of that and then give you an opportunity to think on, you know, what you need to be doing in case you are entangled in such. But I do need you to be able to follow me. Now, I'm not going to be able to give everything out on this segment, but I do want you to consider to follow me on Periscope because that's what I'm going to be doing most of my teaching at prayerfully once I get a handle on it. But I did want to start here somewhere that I can talk to you about this issue of sex stalkers, because many of these spirits are coming from those relationships that most of the time we don't do our homework about, or we don't check into the person's life, you know, the past, to see, you know, I always say how many miles they got on them. And that's just so you can get an idea of what type of relationship are you really getting yourself involved in. Sure, they're not going to tell you, the whole naked truth, but at least you have an opportunity to kind of see, you know, what kind of relationship you're involved in. And most of the time these sex stalkers, they come in the spirit realm because we've given them permission. And I kind of stated that here in my descriptive, that, you know, they can only overtake us, even in our thoughts, when we give them permission. And many of you who may be undercover, especially women who are dealing with incubus, and I think I described incubus already to you, but I'll describe it again just so you know from my book. I talked about the devil dream lover, which is a female demon, is the succubus for the men, and the male demon is the incubus for the women. And so they are called, in the old medieval days, they called them devil dream lovers. And so these demonic spirits, they're released, you know, through the soulless realm, and they're known to come in to spiritually overtake you, to spiritually seduce you in your sleep. And these spirits usually only try to come close to those who are being challenged with relationships or challenged with an emotional struggle, whether that struggle is being rejected, feeling insignificant, you know, or feeling like you don't matter, or whether you've been abused or betrayed on, you know, those types of spirits that come to us emotionally. And so this is how they're able to manifest and really have an opportunity to, you know, seduce you in the sleep. And so this incubus, succubus, devil dream lover, this type of demonic force, it attempts to have sexual intercourse with the female or the male while they are sleeping. And so the term incubus comes from the Latin term that means incubare. I talked about that, meaning to lie up on. And so what do these spirits do, Dr. Murphy? I tried to explain it the other night, that while you're sleeping, then the person who's sleeping or maybe going through those emotional challenges that I talked about earlier on, they tend to lie up on you. They give you this heavy weight or this suffocation. And so, and if you think about this, many times people who are going through this, they find themselves having to go get medication because they actually, the medical terminology that they find it in the medical terms of saying that the person has experienced some type of sleep paralysis. And so they diagnose you as that because you're having these sensations or these sexual interferences from this evil force that paralyzes you. And so I don't want to go ahead of myself because I did want to kind of talk a little bit about the infatuation for the purposes for you to understand the reasons why that these spirits get the opportunity to really lie up on us is because we're taking love, that is, we're defining love for the word infatuation. And infatuation is really just a word that stating that you are completely carried away with somebody from this, and the carrying away is very unreasonable. It's not anything that anybody could actually say that you love them. But what it is you have this addictive type of erotic love for that person, where you feel that these emotions that you have has given you this sexual attraction is really what you're centering the whole relationship on. And see, love can be described, if you think about it, as having this intense affection for another person. It's almost talked about where your emotions, both of you, the two people, are intertwined together emotionally in the soulish realm, where you love each other with a agape kind of love, where it's not a conditional love. And so most of the time when people are infatuated, they are conditional because what they want this erotic or this addictive type of behavior to come. So it starts in our minds. And it's sometimes referred to for those people who are really getting close to somebody as this type of interpersonal love, which means it's an infatuation where you want to be with who you want to be with and when you want to be with them, but you forget that your soul is being tied every time you do. Don't want to talk too fast. I'm trying to make sure I go slow with this. Again, I can see that, you know, this is winding down to 2 minutes, but I wanted to give you the definition, as I said earlier on, of infatuation. Infatuation is a state of being completely lost in the emotion of unreasonable desire. And so now you, with this, some of the symptoms is that you start to have this urgency or this intense type of emotional connection or this sexual desire, this anxiety, or this high-risk choices. I call it, that's why I say you don't check your mileage on the individual. So you have these high-risk choices, this reckless type of sexual desire or this reckless type of sexual abandonment of what was once valued. You can go here or there and just sleep here or there with whoever you like because it's just an infatuation. And so what happens from person to person, these soul ties begin to get very, very tight, very, very intertwined within the relationship. So this reckless commitment is to satisfy only what you feel in your consuming lust, soul tied up self. And now this thing is all, you know, combined in that individual soulless realm with you. So I got to stop here because they say I only have 90 seconds. So it looks like I'm going to do part two real quick. And then we'll come back and finish this part off with this first module, I hope. Thanks for joining me. And please be sure and share the modules. God bless you.